Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out Young Swish.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Good evening, good evening. Testing 1, 2, 3. I hope the sound is good out there. I had to move the whole studio again back into another room. It's too hot. Too humid. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. I'm your host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, a.k.a. the Relationship Guru, a.k.a. Mr. Fuck Love, a.k.a. the Asiatic causing all the static. We got a hell of a show for you tonight. I'm still getting situated right here. Just give me a minute. Me and my sister went out to eat. We went to Red Lobster. Food was good. Service was eh. Seemed like they got a bunch of young people now as waitresses and waiters now. You know, you used to go to a restaurant and they had mammies in there and older guys and older girls. Now you go to restaurants and it seems like it's all teenagers. Don't that kind of scare you a little bit? You think back to when you was a teenager. Not that teenagers are nasty or dirty or nothing like that, but, you know, when you're young, sometimes certain things you just say, fuck it. You might drop something on the floor. Put it back on the plate. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You might sneeze on something. Okay, you're not going to say nothing. Just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? You get the message. So there's a bunch of young teenagers in there. Food was okay. But damn it, as soon as I got home, I had to run to the bathroom. That's the only thing I hate about going out to eat. I really don't go out to eat much unless I'm invited by my sister. Other than that, I really don't go out to eat. I'm on a semi-health kick. But I got bigger news than that today. Everybody know I only drink on Fridays unless it's a special occasion. And this might have to be one of my first sober shows in a long time, because your man himself, the relationship guru, damn it, I got gout. Now, how many people out there know what gout is? If you don't know what gout is, Google it. Go on Google and Google it. It's some really painful shit. Now, I used to get it in my toes, but for some unforeseen reason or whatever, this time I got it in my hands. And I don't know what's worse, because they both the same. They painful. Gout is when your joints swell up. So it's like my left hand, it's like my knuckles and my fingers are swollen. Well, actually, I couldn't even close my hand, not even a little bit, but actually I could close my hand. So all week I've been drinking a lot of water and taking medicine and trying to juice and just drink greens and stay away from meat and a lot of things with uric acid in it. So I guess I got it a little bit under control right now. But if I take a drink tonight, I went to the doctor today. He advised me that I shouldn't. But he said if I did, do it in moderation. What the hell do moderation mean? Because I don't know. So we'll see. If I take a drink, I'll let everybody know. We got some serious topics today. You know, if you saw the flyers, you know the topics. You know, we gonna touch on that. You know, at 8:15, we got the Lisa Experience coming on. My sister come on to drop some knowledge, you know, about 15 minutes, you know, for the show. You know, that's she's a new part to the show. I really appreciate her taking time out today to come through. Okay, if you're on the phone lines and you want to go live, you have to press 1. I see the people out there starting to call in. If you're on the link, all you get to do is listen. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to shoot some emails out. I really need an assistant for that. One or two days ago, you know, everybody knows that my radio show is based in Paterson, New Jersey. Everybody know that I'm from in Paterson. I'm from 17th Ave in Paterson. We had a tragedy. We lost somebody else. People are dying left and right. It's so scary and alarming. But we lost the a day one the other day, 2 days ago, I believe. A female, Angie. So I just wanna, if anybody listening or whatever, I'm sending my condolences from the show. And like the last couple of days, you know, I got a lot of phone calls of people, you know, telling me that she passed away. A long time ago when she was young, she had a major crush on me. That puppy love type thing. And I was listening to some of the comments that people was making on Facebook. Even me, I called her like the first lady of 17th Ave. Somebody else called her the princess of 17th Ave. Somebody else called her the queen of 17th Ave. I was looking at all these posts on Facebook. about how everybody felt about her. And I just stopped to wonder if she knew that. You know, if she knew how people felt about her. And that leads me to say that, like, you got to give people they flowers while they're alive. We got to stop waiting till people pass away to talk good about them, honor them, you know, speak with dignity about them. We gotta stop doing that. If somebody is close to you, brother, sister, child, husband, boyfriend, whatever, we gotta just start telling people how you feel about them. You know, tell them that you love them while they're still here, because life is short. And when you're dead for a long time. So that kind of just stuck in my mind that even with me, you know what I mean? I said something good about her on Facebook, but I don't really know if I ever told her that, you know. I never said anything bad, but I don't know if I ever told her anything good. But anyway, we want to send our condolences to the James family, you know, and if somebody listening and sending a condolences and just let everybody know that she was a major figure on 17th Ave. She, every block probably got them. Park Ave, 10th Ave, 12th Ave. Everybody got that female who is the foundation of the block. You know, she the one to take all the phone calls from jail. She the one to send them, do all the three ways, and she the one to send all the messages and the care packages and write the letters, and that's Angie, you know, like, and in her eyes, like, we could do no wrong. So I told somebody I was gonna tell a funny story real fast. Right before the show, somebody had texted me and asked me, did I know how she passed away? And I said, no, I really didn't know. I just knew she had diabetes. But she said that the female told me, she said, I remember Angie used to bully me. I couldn't even walk down 17th Ave. And I said, why? Why you couldn't walk down 17th Ave? She was like, stop, don't play dumb, Jay Sean. You know, Angie was in love with you. And she thought if anybody she thought was messing with you, she would, you know, she would try to bully them or something like that. So I told her, I said, I'm going to tell that story on my show. And I don't know if she was a bully or not. I really don't know. But anyway, let's move on. That's a sad subject. Like I said, if you're on the phone lines, you know, tonight, you got to press 1. We got some serious topics coming up that I want everybody to join in. And everybody keep texting me about this side chick thing. Well, when is we going to let this go? We've been talking about side chicks for 3 weeks, and people still want to talk about side chicks. And that's why at 9:45 tonight, I'm giving a tribute to side chicks, and then I'm done with it. I don't know what the big thing is with side chicks right now, but that's, people are just texting me, telling me, Jay Sean, talk about side chicks tonight. Are you talking about side chicks tonight? Side chicks are, they really coming a big asset. I really don't know why. And I really don't like talking about it too much because I don't like hurting people's feelings, but I don't really know. You know, like side chicks, you know, they got to be like you. People think they, like I said last week, that side chicks is people with low self-esteem. I think they got high self-esteem. I think they know exactly what they're doing. You know what I mean? They the ones that side chicks make the world go round. Shit, believe it or not, side chicks make the fucking world go round. They get less stress. They get the benefits of the sex. They don't get the headaches from the man. They don't gotta wash the drawers and cook the meals every day. So I mean, you know, And believe it or not, side chicks are not home wreckers. Let's get that clear. A side chick is not a home wrecker. So a lot of people get that twisted. What they don't really understand is, and we're going to touch on this later on in the show because I don't want to go on and on and on about side chicks, but side chicks need to be making the guy or side dudes that mess with a female that's married, you need to start making that person your side chick or your side dude. It's common mathematics. If you his side chick or you his side dude, why you can't make him your side dude or her your side chick? You could have somebody too. He got somebody at home he's sleeping with. She got somebody at home she's sleeping with. Shit, make him your side dude. Why the fuck you want to stay a secret? Why the fuck you want to stay in a lane? Nah. You can't do that. And you got to stop catching feelings. Because everybody figure like the definition of a side chick is a secret. I mean, you can't get pregnant. You can't take pictures. You can't go on dates unless it's 100 fucking miles away. You know what I mean? So you have to reverse it. Or either fuck it, just be the best side chick in the world that you can be. Shit, that's it. Anyway, we're going to go on with the show right now because I could go on and on and on and on about that. People just, they love to hear me talk about side chicks. But let me see if my sister ready. We got the Lisa Experience coming on. I see everybody on the line. They press one. You got to bear with me. Oh, 4785, you there?
Yeah.
Hey,
how
what's
you
up?
Doing?
All right.
Good.
How was that Red Lobster?
It was good. The service was a little slow, but it's all good when you got good conversation and you're just chilling. You know, it's all about family.
Did it make you run to the bathroom?
Nah.
Oh, it got me.
Yeah, nah.
Well, what you gonna tell the people about tonight? We got a lot of people on the line.
All right, so tonight, it's my last time tonight talking about relationship and the things that ruin relationships. As you told all your listeners that we went out to eat. And as the first time I talked about love, I spoke about how, you know, me and you have a very important relationship as brother and sister. So we do go out, eat, talk, you know, keep up with each other. And that's what family is about. And the relationship I'm talking about tonight is when you meet that special person in your life and things are going good and you got good conversation, going out, and you love each other company, and, you know, you're growing in your relationship, and then that magical day comes, and then they're ready for you to meet their family. And then that day comes, and you go, and you meet their family, and something you feel is not right, but you still go through the night, and you try to be pleasant. And you think that maybe it's just something wasn't clicking or whatever that night. And then you go on with your relationship, and as time go on, you start hearing stuff. And you start taking notes of little hints people are giving. And I'm bringing that up tonight because this sometimes can ruin your relationship. And you know that every week that I talk, I always tell a little story before I bring out the point of what I'm talking about, because I want you to get the understanding of what I'm trying to bring out, so you don't be like, oh, what's she talking about? This is what I'm talking about. So most people that know me know that I've been married 3 times. So last week I talked about the first one, and tonight I'm going to talk about my 3rd marriage. And as I just was saying, we met, things was going good, and, you know, we was talking about, you know, being together, you know, for maybe a lifetime. And like I said, met the family, and then things just start going downhill, you know. Mother saying little things about me. The family acting a little weird, you know, when I come around. Little private jokes that, you know, I'm not included in. Go around to family functions and they see you and then they want to act like, you know, they can't socialize with you. And see, I come from a, I'm not saying we came from a family that said we love each other, but we were taught that when people come around, it don't matter how you feel about that person. You be respectful and you make that person welcome in your presence. And that's what we was always taught. Just like I got 4 brothers. So any girl that they bring to around me, the girl don't have to know if I care about them or not. The point is my brother cares about them. I had to ruin it of what I personally think about a person. That's what people got to realize. It's not about you. It's about the 2 people together. It's about them. And it's not about what you feel, how you feel, or how you want to change it. My husband lives across the street from me, so I knew his family. But then when I started to date him, then it was a problem. What kind of problem? If you see a person live across the street from you for over 10 years, you know that person. You see them come in and out of a house. You see what goes on in a house. Because everybody has glass houses. Nobody has a house that you can't tell what's going on. So I start dating, and then all of a sudden they got a problem. And 10 years of marriage going forward was hell, dealing with family members that want to keep stuff going. And then he's not being respectful by putting them in their place. That's another thing. Guys and girls don't like to put their family in place. If you with somebody and they disrespecting your significant other that you care about, you have to let them know, yo, I don't care what you feel, it ain't happening here. And whatever they feel, they feel. Because when you meet who you really want to be with for the rest of your life, it don't even matter about your family. Because you supposed to outgrow being under your family and go on and move on and make your own life. That becomes a foundation of how you're going to be moving through your journey in this life. And why I bring up him in that situation is because as you go through life, you meet guys and you meet their family. And when you meet their family, I had no problem with people's parents. Then I come and I get this one, and I'm like, okay, so what's the problem with that? And I don't bring anybody into it because nobody knows what you go through when you have family members that take you through changes. You know what I mean? And I have a cat that I like to talk to, so he might make a little comment. But so I brought this up about family because I just see a lot of people who really love their family. And they, it's just that, it's just sad that you have to go through that. And then the sad thing about it, my husband was in a bad accident. And when the family had to come together, it wasn't no coming together because they had fought so long of not wanting to be a part of the situation that when the end came, They was worse. So then I had to come out my bag and I had to, you know, finally let them know that, you know, no decision can be made without me because I'm the one that's got the, you know, I'm the significant other. So I just think that people in life, when you meet a person all these things that you come into when you meet a person, you got to let a light bulb go off in your head and say, nah, I think I'm going to pass. And it's okay. Even if you love a person and you really want it to work and whatever, some things ain't worth it. Because let me tell you, life, and I'm going to say it twice, life is very short. And I'm telling you, you could look one day and you'd be like, the years that went by. And I tell you, for example, I had my palm read on the beach the other week. And the lady said, oh, you're going to live to be 88. And I looked at her and she looked at me. She says, how old are you? And I said, shit, 63. That ain't long to live now. So that's what I'm saying. Life is very short. Pick and choose the things that you're going to deal with and live with, because if you make the wrong decision, you can't take it back. It can't come back. And I'm not saying all families are bad, but I'm saying, but if you're in one and it's not being what you want it to be, and he's not checking them or you're not checking them, then maybe you should not be in that situation, because it's never going to change. You can't change people. Whatever a person feels, that's how it's going to be. Because I can still see my mother-in-law right now. To her, she don't speak to me. So nothing's changed. It's just that he's gone. So I'm just saying, I'm saying for today, and my thought of the day is, family. You know what I mean? We got to start getting it together, because family is everything. Me and my brother tell you, our parents are gone. So it's only me and him, really. I mean, I got other brothers, but we the only ones really check on each other. You know what I mean? If he didn't check on me or I ain't check on him, then you just be here, because your parents are everything. But your parents got to be checked sometime when they're not doing the right thing, because sometimes they're not looking at it in the right way. And sometimes parents look at their situation, how their relationship was, and they can't relive a life with you. So whatever, like if my kids, whoever they choose, I choose them too. You know what I mean? And I want the best for them, but, you know, I choose them too. And life is about learning, falling down, getting up, repeating maybe what you did and getting it right the next time. Don't get it right the next time. You're still on that road. You're on that journey of life, and you might get it right. So that's my point of view for tonight. Thank you for listening. My brother, if he still have me, I want to change from relationship. And next week I would love to bring up and talk about fake people. That's my topic for next week. Have a good night, be safe, and have a blessed weekend.
You said you want to talk about what next week?
Fake people.
Oh, fake people. That would be a good topic.
Yeah.
That'll definitely be a good topic. But you know, family is important though. I don't think that we stress the severity of it that much, or I don't think families as close as they used to be. And We really need to get closer. Brothers and sisters, children and parents, you know, whatever. I think we just need to be closer, because life is so short.
Yeah, because remember, you know, our father, he didn't care about as much as our mother's side of the family, but it didn't stop him from taking her over there to see him. It didn't stop him from mingling with him. You know what I mean? It is, they didn't have to know how he felt about them. See, that's what I'm saying. People want you to feel what they feel about you, but that's not the point. You're not supposed to rain on other people's parade. It's not about you. Every human is about themselves.
That's true. You know, maybe I don't know. the world is so different. Well, it's not the world, it's the people that's in it. It's one thing I know. The truth could go a long way. And that was true for what you were speaking. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Don't forget we got some serious topics. You know, I want people to come on, you know, or if not, we'll just answer them together. I see a couple of people on the phone lines, and we'll do it like we always do it. And make this show what it always is. Oh, I got I'll do this when I get back. I got some announcements to make of some certain events that's going on in Patterson in the next weekend that I was supposed to I got to let everybody know about some a grand opening and a summer jam and a couple of things. But we'll touch on that. We'll be right back after this song.
This song for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah,
dark life, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason. Why they want us not breathing. Mama, baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
He don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a scissor.
It hurts.
Praying from the Christian.
We need
if
it.
The mind was the ear.
Uh-huh.
Then most of us are listening. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach
yeah.
One possibility is endless. Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more
patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Thought process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking
all
plate?
These kids?
This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fate.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yeah.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been black.
I've been black.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson left.
Jackson?
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings. Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind. So I think. Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink. And I drank. Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real, and if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it, regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha, take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me
They don't want to see me stand strong. I just want to do what's right.
Revelations.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Let's go to the phone lines. 3058, number one listener.
Good evening, good evening.
How you doing? How you feeling today?
I'm blessed. No complaints.
You've been quiet lately.
Yeah, that's all I can do is be quiet. I'll break out. When I break out to your sister, I'll break out on her.
Are you going to break out to her?
Uh-huh.
In what way?
Oh, we've been friends since we were 12, so I have a lot of ways.
that's a long time.
Yeah,
really, that's
remind
like,
me.
Really, that's like family. That's like family.
Uh-huh. A long time.
Well, I hope you're gonna at least try one of our topics for tonight.
Yes, I'm gonna tackle the should the step parents be allowed to discipline the child?
Okay, that's a good one. Should the step parent be allowed to spank or discipline a child?
Oh, yeah, I know that part. The spanking, hell no.
Okay. Under no circumstances?
No, you can't hit my child, no. You could discipline, but no hitting.
Okay.
No hitting.
You want to elaborate?
Well, I know when I was a child and I did something wrong, I got hit. Everybody don't like to hit. I don't like to hit because I think it confuses the child. But for a stranger who's not the parent, definitely not. He could still be a good step-parent, but laying hands on the child, definitely not acceptable. Not acceptable.
So you was spanked by a step parent?
No, my stepfather never laid a hand on me. He never laid a hand on none of us.
Wow. And you was around
and
him
I'm
since
sure
you was young?
Since I'm the oldest, so I've been around him since I was 9.
And he never spanked you?
No, not a day. He always said if I did something wrong, he'll tell you what you done wrong and not to do it again. Never laid a hand on me.
Hey, that's that's great parenting, I would guess.
Yeah, he was a great man.
What about your mother? I know she passed away and everything, but do you think she would have? You think she would have agreed with him spanking you?
No, cause she handled all that. My mother was no joke. She handled all that. He disciplined us, but he never laid a hand on us.
Okay, I got you. And how
even
about
with
his
nieces and nephews, he never like spanked them. He was a plucker. He would pluck them in the forehead, but he never spanked.
The mighty plucking. I don't know where them older people got that plucking. My mother used to do that.
Used to tear their heads up, plucking them.
That plucking and pinching and bending your fingers back and all that stuff. My mother had a bunch of her own techniques. I don't know where they came from. How about in your life though? Did when you got older, did you have men in your life that wasn't your son's father? Like,
yes, and no, they weren't allowed to do that neither. No.
Okay. Under no circumstances.
Under no circumstances. Well, you got to remember, I was a young mom, and my son was always at my grandmother's.
Oh, okay.
Out of his whole life, I say 98% of the time he was with my grandmother.
So you never ran into that situation?
No.
I don't really agree with it either. I think that if it's a stepfather, I think the child's biological mother should be in charge of the spankings and the beating. I believe that he should be able to discipline, and he should be able to voice his, you know, opinion, you know, with the child. And but as far as spanking or beating or whooping and stuff like that, that's a no-no. But I know a
Definitely.
Lot of men who do it. And I don't really think that's a I don't know. I just don't agree with that.
No, I don't think. Not the father. No. Can't be laying hands on the child. The father or the mother who's not the biological mother. You just can't go hitting people's children.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's a real touchy and delicate subject.
That's the way to get hurt, too.
Yeah, that's true. Really, to tell you the truth, I don't even really think they should want to, you know, put themselves in that situation to spank somebody's kid. But, you know, you got some stepfathers or stepmothers that they don't believe in that steps. They be like, yo, no, it's no such thing as step. I'm the father. I'm the mother. So they believe that they should be able to do whatever they want to do and when they want to do it. But I just think it's wrong. And all aspects, I just think it's wrong. What about the somebody had told me to use the topic about bisexual people. Somebody sent that topic in, and they told me they was going to call in, but I don't even think they called in tonight. So I might not even touch on that subject, because as far as I know, is a bisexual person greedy or just confused? Like, I think you would have to ask a bisexual person that.
Yeah. Tell me something. Are you afraid to die alone? Now, what do you mean in a sense of just being alone? Are you a single person or what?
When I meant that, are you afraid? Like, if you're single now, and I guess you maybe over 50 in your 60s or late 60s, and you're single, and you don't see a relationship no time soon in your life, are you beginning to think like I might die alone, or I might never find true love again, or, you know, who gonna be with me when I'm old, and who I'm gonna grow old with? So, I mean, are you afraid of that?
Well, there's no sense of being afraid of, because we gonna leave up out of here. So that's an option I can't even be afraid of no more. When I was younger, yeah, but I'm old now. I'm no longer afraid of it, because it's going
well,
to
not
happen.
Not death, but I'm talking about death, but I'm talking about leaving here and not, you know, and being single.
Yeah, I'm going to be single when I go, too. I'm going to be single when I kick the bucket.
I mean, how you know?
I'm not going to marry again.
Oh, you're not going to never marry again?
I'm not even going to date again. I'm just going to, when
on,
I go, it was
on.
My time. No, I'm
You're
serious.
You're not going to never date again?
I'm done with that.
I mean, why not?
Why?
Why not?
I don't want to anymore. Been
You're
there,
still
done
grieving.
That, not interested. And you know what? I bless the Lord every day I wake up, and then he brought me through another night. But you know what? As far as thinking of another man or a relationship, anything like that, no. No.
Well, we're gonna have to get Leon back on here.
No, Leon's nice to listen to, but that's about it.
Because he never came back after that night.
That's about it.
I'll get you scared Leon away.
He's nice to listen to, but that's it. I draw the line. I did enough in my time. I'm okay.
Okay. Hold on. 1 second.
Okay.
7468, you live. Going once. I seen they press one. They must have pressed one by mistake. All right, we'll come back to you. 7468. Probably pressed one by mistake. Let's see. Oh, we got my man out here. Let's see. Oh, Mr. Nance, what's going on? Mr. Nance. Sound like he outside. Yo. Mr. Nance. Jamming in the back. Mr. Nance.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Jay?
You jamming over there.
Yeah, you know, I like to listen to some music. Hold on, let me take your old speakerphone there, partner. Hold up. Okay.
What's going on?
There you go. What's happening, my brother? Oh, just hanging in there, just relaxing. You know, when I hear those ladies come on, if I'm sitting on the couch, they almost put me to sleep, man. They sound so nice.
Oh, they put you to sleep?
Well, they put me in a relaxed state, and they see I'm dozing off, and you hear say, Mr. Nash, and they woke me up. I was like, oh, nope. They put me in an angelic state of mind.
We just talking about a couple of things. Should step parents be allowed to spank and discipline like the person that they dating child or children?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other topic we was talking about? Oh, are you afraid to die alone? Why? Because you single, right?
Yep.
And you 60 what now?
65.
So do you get concerned or do you get worried about leaving the earth?
No. No. Hey, listen. Like I always say, Jay, I think people are going to get tired of me and you saying this. I had so much fun, it really don't matter. But like I said, I still do have every fun. I mean, I just dot it now. Before it was like kind of like pushed together, the fun days. So now I dot here, dot there. Like I said, you know, it's no big deal. I don't give it a second thought because don't nobody leave the earth alive.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Right.
But I mean, but single. Would you wanna grow old with somebody? Instead of alone.
Well, I'm at the point in life where if I do, fine. If I don't, fine too. You know, I mean, I don't give that, like I said, second thought because there's so many things that you could do with your life. Like, take for instance, you know, I got a network now. I got 14 different shows that keep me busy, that keep me preoccupied. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then if I need to pick up the phone and make a phone call, you know what I'm saying? Then there you go.
If you feel like making a booty call.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. I heard you talk about side chicks too. You talking about the side
chick?
Oh yeah,
that,
you know?
I don't know what's going on with that side chick thing, but people keep wanting me to talk about that.
Uh huh.
And I don't know why.
I guess
it's a hot topic.
Yeah, if they're asking you to do it every week or make mention of it.
Like, I guess, or maybe it's just a lot of side chicks out there. And they're trying to get what they call that, when they want to hear people talk positive about it to make them feel better.
Well, validation. Validation. But the last lady you had on, she ain't looking for no validation. She said she was good with it, so there you go.
Oh, last week, Sheila?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sheila said she wanted to be a side chick.
Well, as long as as long as men and women exist, those be side chicks or guys on the side, whatever you want. You know, side chicks, I wonder what they call the guys for, like, the ladies that are married to men, and then, you know, the women wants to, you know, date a guy outside the marriage.
What you said, sugar daddy?
That's right.
Wait a minute, sugar daddy, yeah. Well, not necessarily.
Call him a side dick.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
but no, not sugar daddy. I'll tell you why. Because if you got a woman that's married, all right, and let's just say the thrill is gone out of the relationship, but she doesn't want to leave, you know, for whatever, could be a religious reason, okay, but then again, there's a little lost in her heart. She might want to deal with a young cat that could, you know, plow a field the proper way and then keep it pushing. So she could be a sugar mama.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, works both ways. You know, either way you look at it, sugar mama, sugar daddy, side chick, side, like you said, Jay. Dick Tracy.
I mean, I should just start to call this show the side chick show. it's a big thing. I really, you know, and I believe, and I mean, and I'm gonna tell you, like, it really is something that you could talk about every week. You know what I mean? It's never gets dead, like prostitution or you know, certain things like that. They've been around since the beginning of time, and they never gonna leave. All I know is, like,
that's true.
Females got to start thinking about how side chicks, well, main chicks too, they got to start thinking about how men view sex. Now, I only could speak from my point of view, but I feel like for men, sex is just, it's like a physical pleasure. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not emotion put into it, but I believe it is emotion put into it, but it's only emotion for that moment that they having sex. It's just for that moment. Once that moment over, the emotion is gone. The physical pleasure is gone. Men don't have to like you to have sex with you. You could just have a nice body and have an ugly face, and a man might want to have sex with you. See, but with women is different. The average woman couldn't even, outside of prostitution, the average woman can't even see a man on top of them if they not attracted to him or if they don't like nothing about him. See, but men, we could do that. We could have sex with people we don't like. We could have sex with people who are not attractive. She might just have, you know, oh, you know, a big ass. And that's how men move. Ladies gotta start. They gotta start. Which I guess is hard for women to do. To take emotion out of it. And women gotta stop believing that every man that wanna have sex with them. Hello? Women gotta stop believing that every man that wanna have sex with them, you know, wanna have, you know, like that mean they the shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, just because men is hollering at you when you walk down the street, you know, you think that mean like that make you all that. It doesn't make you all that. It just mean that a man want to have sex with you. And that's it. As long as somebody got two legs and a coochie in between their legs, a man is going to try to be there. Why I'm saying all that is because I believe that side chicks get caught up believing that if they sex the guy or the girl that they messing with better than the person they got at home, then one day they'll replace the person that's at home. But that's not true. All you really doing is putting a smile on his face for that moment and sending him home stress-free. Oh, yes. Side chicks make people marriages better, believe it or not. That's an actual fact. I could attest to that. And I don't know. I don't want to say it's sad because, I mean, you might be a happy side chick. You know what I mean? Shit. You might be the best damn side chick in the world. You might be happy being a side. That might be what you want to do for the rest of your life. Maybe you don't want to be number one. Maybe you don't want to be nobody's number one. I'm not going to knock you. But just remember, because a man wake up to you in the morning, one morning, that don't mean he want to wake up with you every morning. Because the person that he would, that's the person that he waking up with every morning. And that don't mean he happy doing that either. Shit. I'm not here to bash side chicks. Shit, I told you earlier, side chicks make the world go round. Shit, don't get it twisted. Some people do get married and make mistakes and stay for years and years and years and be unhappy and miserable. And that's when they got somebody on the side making them happy. So I don't know. Forrest, help me out with that. You brought up the side chick shit. You got me back talking about side chicks again.
Well, no, I was just saying I heard it in the beginning when I came on that you were talking about that. You know?
What you think about side chicks? You think that they got low self-esteem or high self-esteem?
It could vary, I guess. Some got high, some got low. You just hit the nail on the head with that, you know?
That's what it depends.
I guess, you know what, when you sit down and you actually have a conversation with the side chick, then you can kind of tell. And over a period of time, maybe not with the first conversation, you know, if she wants to open up, because sometimes people have, you know, hidden agendas, meaning that they ain't going to open up and let you know nothing. The only thing they know is that they having fun with you, you know. And then again, like you said, over a period of time, I'm sure there's been a case or two of a side chick got with somebody, strictly business in the beginning, Jay, now it is. Next thing you know, mm-hmm. she catching feelings, you know? And like you said, she might want to replace the missus at the house. You know what I'm saying? We have seen plenty of stories on TV like that.
Yeah, some people at the house, some people at the house might be happy that he got a side chick.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they might say, "Yeah, bring her home." We wouldn't know. Yeah, that's true. They might say, "Hey, bring her home. Don't keep her hidden."
Yeah, bring her. What you said? Bring her home.
Bring her home. Shit. Next thing you know, the wife is like, "Whoa!" You'd be like, "Whoa, honey! I never knew you had that in you." I just know
they make the world go round.
Of course.
And they make the world go round. Like, I don't dump on them. I just try to talk facts because everybody be in certain situations in their life at certain times. Until you don't want to be in that situation no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that go for the wife, the husband, the side chick, the side dude, the dude, the whoever. It's not just pointing a finger at like a side chick. You know,
right.
It's the woman or the man who's doing the cheating too that's at blame.
Mm-hmm.
Because he the one that got married or she the one that got married. You know. And he the one or she the one that's looking outside of their marriage. So sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to hold the mirror up in front of yourself and blame yourself. You can't blame the person at home. You can't blame the person on the side. Sometimes you got to hold the mirror up and blame yourself.
Yeah, if you initiated something, you know you shouldn't have no business initiating or had the courage to tell you your better half, hey, listen, it ain't working. You know, I think we'd be better off, you know, apart. But see, a lot of guys are going to do that depending on what they got invested in the marriage.
Right. I think that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of how much you got invested.
Because, you know, what's the old saying, Jay? When the divorce comes, the woman automatically get what? Half.
Yeah, you're going to give up half then.
You see what happened with, what's his name? What's the guy in California that got divorced from his wife? She got a lot of, she getting a nice piece of change every month. Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Oh, that was stupid money he got to pay.
Yeah, but he got to pay it. But
yeah,
he's still making money, so.
Pay.
Yeah, but he's still making money.
Oh, hell yeah. He make money just sitting at home.
Yeah. You know, so, but his wife, he get hit off lovely. So it's all
you a lights on or a lights off person for us doing sex?
Oh, OJ, what'd you say?
Sex with sex, lights on or lights off.
It could be either or. Don't make me no, never mind.
How about you, 3058, lights on or lights off?
I think 3085 went to sleep.
Nah. She probably
unless
muted her phone.
Unless you're talking on mute. Oh.
No, it doesn't make a difference. It could be either on or off.
It doesn't make a difference?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, okay. How about you, 4785?
I like them all.
I like them all, too, though.
Why do you like them all?
I tell you why I like them all. When they off, you can get into your... I know it's about the person, but you can get deep in and... You start doing a lot of things that you would normally do when the light's on. Because with the light's off, you could just concentrate on what you're doing and what you're feeling. But with the light's on, sometimes allows
you sound, you sound far away.
Oh. Sometimes with the light's off, you could concentrate on what you're really doing. With the light's on, sometimes you get you lose your train of thought. So I rather night four.
I ain't never lost my train of thought with the lights on.
That's because you got a penis.
Well, yeah, but creativity goes along with that too.
So you got to keep your blood flow. Women don't. We could drift off.
You could do what there? I'm sorry. What you say?
Drift off.
Yeah, but you know what? 4785. I like to see expression. Make sure I'm doing my job right. You know what I mean?
Well, your eyes supposed to be closed, so you don't need to see expression.
My eyes ain't gonna be closed. I'm looking for the expression from your face and the panting and everything else that goes on. You know, the hands on the back of the head. You know, like honey, it might be cramping up here for a minute. Oh, no, not yet. Hold on. Something's about to happen. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. 4765. I mean 4785. I'm serious. But if you, hey, I'm not knocking you. You like the lights off? That's cool.
Hey, look, when I was young, the lights was okay. Older, lights would be off.
You sure you ain't trying to hide something 4785?
Hell yeah.
I thought so.
Hell
now,
yeah.
Know
what. But
leave them
it ain't nothing
on.
Dangerous. Ain't nothing
dangerous
for you.
No,
it's
not
dangerous.
Ain't nothing
dangerous, but I don't know. It's just more... I don't want to say romantic, but I just think that you, I don't know, just obvious. I like to even like the little lights, like the different color lights. You know, we back in the 70s and 80s, so, you know, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You remember that,
you know,
Zodiac,
I mean,
poster?
Yeah, you get in the mood, you see, you see the ones that is glowing and everything, you know.
Right.
I mean, whatever floats somebody's boat, and then... Forrest, you know that different people you be with, it's a different state of mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, maybe you be with one person and you want the lights on, like you said. And then maybe one, the lights is more better for you. Not that you don't want to see them, but, you know, it's just a different, you know, everybody's different. Nobody's the same.
You know what? On that note, let me say this, my dear. Like, let's say if I met you, right? And one of your more... When did I meet you? Is this what I think it is?
You met me when I told you I was 4785. Go ahead.
Well, I'm talking about physically. Now, see, that's...
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No. What I'm saying is, all right, listen. If I met you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was gazing upon you. And let's say one of your more outstanding characteristics was your push-up bra. I might want to see the tatas in the light, you know. And then I might say, okay, well, listen, we're going to do 50-50 here. How about the first 15, 20 minutes with the lights on? And then the rest of the night, the lights can be off. Because I might want to see how they swirl or how they look, you know. And then, you know, that's excitement when you can visualize the lady that you with, you know what I'm saying?
Forrest, I usually don't say stuff like that, but I'm going to say it to you.
Uh-huh.
I'm a size G, so with the lights on off, you're going to know it's my tatas, okay?
But I can't see the swirl, though.
You can see the swirl because you're going to feel it knocking you.
I'm going to feel the what you said there?
You're going to feel it knocking you.
Are they going to be knocking me?
Yes, size G.
Yeah, I got you on the G, yeah. All right, well.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you know, that means just wait to it.
But you know what? No, I understand what you mean, dear.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, but you know what? It's also, like I said, see, certain stimulation comes through visualization sometimes. So it's good.
Yeah.
They can knock in the dark. But when you actually see them and you admire them and then you say, oh, Lord, there's a God above us. You know what I'm saying? Look at this beauty that I'm looking at. You know,
men are visual. Women are
right.
More human. So like when a woman is with a guy, it's more how does the guy approach? You know, come out with the things he say. With a guy, it's
right.
More the touch, you know what I mean, like coming through the room mm-hmm. and maybe, yeah, like a certain type of way, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. No, I agree with you, mm-hmm. you know. That's why I said, nothing wrong with 50-50. Okay, honey.
Yeah.
You just make sure, all right, that when you get mama start hot and hot and started now, you know, I ain't got to be disappointed, you know what I'm saying? And then you
yeah.
work each other's, you know, fantasies out, you know, work them out, that's all, you know. Size G, I'm gonna have to make me a little visit over there to Patterson.
Forrest. Didn't you just say you vegan?
Yes.
Okay then, so stop.
Well, what does G have to do with this?
She said
this?
G, not G.
Huh?
She said no. She
you know
said
that
G.
Means, that means that you. That means that you don't eat meat.
No, he, no, no she no, said no. size D. Not
oh, she
G.
said.
I
D.
know what he
oh.
said. I said that he don't. He's vegan.
No, he thought you said size G.
Size
yeah,
G.
Like
I did say. I
did say
size
G, right? Yeah, she
yeah.
said J. See, you got it mixed up.
Oh, I thought she said size D. I don't know.
No, she said G.
Oh no,
said,
no, I'm way
yeah.
past G.
Yeah.
I never heard
I
of
you said
I never
G.
heard of that.
Oh, that's because you've been with little. That's because you've been with little ones. That's why.
Nah, not at all.
Well, then you had that same size G.
G or G?
G, as in George.
Oh, man, don't even fall into that one. Leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Huh?
I told Randy better
Jay,
leave that
might,
one alone.
Yeah, Jay, you might see me. Hey, Jay, I might be on Patterson next week, brother.
Hey, yo, you welcome. You know that.
I don't mind one day going being carnivorous. It's not gonna kill me.
Being who?
Carnivorous.
What that mean?
A carnivore.
That means eating real meat.
Yeah. and we ain't talking about nothing you can buy in the store now. We talking about
yeah.
we talking about the most
yeah.
highest gift of man's meat.
Yeah, you right about that?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh man, this we gotta
But it was something else that you was talking about. What was the other? You had another third topic. What was it? It was a step parent's side and what else? Light sign off. What's the other one?
No, I had bisexuals. Are they confused or just greedy? But I thought I would need a bisexual person to answer that.
Yeah.
You know, you should have invited Jay. You should have had, what's the name come up here? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have answered that.
You know what? Do you think that, this is what I meant to ask people. Do you think that, because, you know, some people, I talk to a lot of people behind the scenes, and well, everybody who on live right now, put it like this, 3058, right? You said right now you're not sexually active, right?
Right. Let's keep.
So do you
I
mind
been
when we
sexually active since 2009?
Damn. Do you mind when we talk about sex on this show?
Oh, hell no. I keep telling you, what's the name of the show?
Keeping it real. No, because I got somebody that told me, he told me I need to stop talking about, this is a guy, he said I need to stop talking about sex on the show because everybody not having sex and people who not sexually active, they don't like talking about sex.
Well, tell them either don't listen. Don't listen or don't say anything.
He listening right now, and I tried to tell him that wasn't true. He actually just texted me and said when Forrest and 4785 was going back and forth, he actually just texted me and said, "Yo, man, this not a sex show." So I guess he's somebody who may be not having sex and they get angry when people talk about sex.
gonna tell them, shit, I ain't having it neither. What are you getting angry for? There's nothing to be, get angry about. Either you do it or you don't.
Your show is called Keeping It Real, but also if you watch television or anything or talk shows on the radio, when people are talking about a topic and then they go off onto something else sometimes, that's really keeping it real and alive. I mean, sometimes you just listen and you might get something. If not, you can always put it on mute and keep it moving to the part time all you want.
That's true.
That's
and
what
he
I
said,
do.
Well, that person's not having sex. It's not our concern if you're having it or not. That's your business.
I just thought that whether you having it or not, conversation about it, you know, well, I guess to each their own. Next week we have a topic about people who not having sex. Let's talk about not having. Let's talk about not having sex. And
well, that's a lot of people.
I'm not having it, but I like talking about it.
That's a lot of people not having sex out there.
Yeah,
a lot
right.
of who won't own up to it. I own up to it.
Yeah, a lot of people won't own up to.
Well, that's the side piece. So they get side pieces. They're not gonna own up to it.
Oh, you don't think they're getting it?
They're getting it, but they ain't talking about it.
Yeah. I got a holder. I got a
And then number one, you'll say two. Like sometimes when you let people know what you're doing, that's when people get into your life and cause confusion. Sometimes it's just better to keep to yourself.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you know, I normally do.
Yeah, because that's why I want to talk about fake people next week. Because people all up in you, and they act like they got your back and stuff. But behind your back, they like they tearing you up.
That's why I have no problem being alone. I like my alone time. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah, because me and number one been friends since seventh grade. And I mean, when we was young, we talked about what we did sexually. But as time go on, that part leaves your relationship, and you just talk about other stuff. Or that sometimes you get together and say, well, damn, last night was good. And then we keep it moving because it's a thing you kind of outgrow with that you talking to your friend about.
That's true. Listen,
even though number one is nosy.
No, I am not nosy. If you ask me a question, I'll be blunt about it.
Hold on.
You nosy.
I'm just like my mother. My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Hold up. I got a it's a free summer jam going on July. This for people who are in Patterson or want to come to Patterson. It's a free summer jam coming on July 16th at 2:00 at the New Birth Greater Community Outreach Ministry. That's at 62 Park Ave in Patterson, New Jersey. On the flyer said it's going to be, I guess, free food, music, a live DJ, and that's at the New Birth Greater Community Outreach Ministries, 62 Park Ave.
That's man. That sounds like all the way downtown.
62 Park Ave. Yeah, I think so, because Eastside High School is 150.
Downtown.
That sounds like Carol or Auburn, the Park Ave.
Yeah, I don't know where that's at. But it must be big. It's going to be 62 Park Ave, 62. I really don't know. But anyway, they're having a summer damn gym there on July 16th. And also, I gotta tell everybody that it's a grand opening Thursday, July 14th at 12 p.m. in the Center City Mall. That's located at 301 Main Street, downtown Patterson. They opening up a smoking crab and seafood place, and that's inside the mall. And I think this is one of my friends opening up this place. That's in the mall. That's on July 14th. So don't forget those two dates, July 16th and July 14th. I got some other things that I told people I would talk about. Just give me a minute.
Well, you know you're a true Patersonian.
Yeah, I support everything.
I was born and raised here, but I can't stand it.
I'm out of here.
That's going to be another topic. That's another topic.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's another something going on for Family and Friends Day at the Christian Center. This is July 17th. Free food, chill for bouncing houses, giveaways, and games. This is at 502 East 23rd Street at 12 noon to 4. I guess that's, this is a Christian center. This is a friend of mine I grew up with who a pastor now, Pastor George Edwards. I ran into him. He asked me would I promote this for him. And this is on my page, on my Facebook page. So we got a lot of things. And then last but not least, we got a live boxing show. This is August 6th at the Bureau Fieldhouse, 98 Oak Street. I think that's School 15. That's going to be live. They're bringing boxing back to Patterson. And that's August 6th. All these dates will be on my page. So anybody want to participate? We should be supporting each other. Everybody else do it, you know, so we really should try to do it too. That's the only way we're gonna make it. Or that's the only way we're gonna win. What time is it? 9:23. This show, people texting me, they enjoying it. If you're on the phone lines and you wanna go live, you gotta press 1. If you want a link, well, you know you only can listen. I forgot to open up the chat room today. I got a new feature where if you sign in, if you on the link and you sign in, you will see the chat. You can actually type in comments and I can read them out loud. I want to make sure everybody stay tuned for 9:45 for the tribute, the final tribute to all the side pieces in the world. At 9:45, I got a tribute for all the side pieces, the final one, when we're not talking about side pieces no more. I think I've touched on everything. We're going to, I gave all that. Everybody stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We got a couple more minutes with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. We'll be right back after this song.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you masked off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of hoes are sipping beer. Switching up, hoes with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's about 9:27. We're winding the show down. If you're on the phone lines, you have to press 1 to go live. I almost made it through the whole show without one drink. I got to applaud myself for that. Because I'm going fishing in the morning, and I definitely didn't want to go in pain from gout. So I almost made it through this show. Well, I could make it through now. We almost done. So I definitely want to thank everybody for coming through. We got about 15 more minutes before we go to the side chick tribute. I want to talk about like uplifting things. I always like to try to build people up and let everybody know that, like, you was put on this earth for a reason. If you woke up this morning, then that means God still got a purpose for you. And don't never forget that. Remember, you got to remember. Somebody had told me something one time. Somebody just texted me something. Oh, they want me to call them. All right, one second. I'll call you from the show. You messed up my train of thought. Where was I at? I forgot where I was at. Well, anyway, I think we was talking about building yourself up and having self-esteem for yourself. Oh, and knowing that if you woke up this morning, like if God woke you up this morning, then God still has a purpose for you in this world. You just have to find out what your purpose is. You have to find out what your gift is. And we're not going to let somebody else determine what your gift is. We have to stop letting other people determine how you feel about yourself or what's your next move going to be. Start being more concerned with yourself. Start living for yourself. Love yourself. people get caught up into loving other people more than they love themselves. And that got to be some of the craziest stuff that I ever heard. That you loving somebody else more than you love your own self. You letting other people make you believe that their origin in the universe is more important than yours. No, it's not. Can you make a woman happy and keep her happy? Can you make a man happy and keep him happy? I don't know. All I know, you have to stop trying to change people. You can't change people. People have to change themselves. You don't need other people in the world to validate you and to make you feel like you're important. You're already important. You don't have to be nobody's secret. You don't have to stay in your own lane. You don't have to believe that somebody else, you need somebody else to make you feel good. No, you're already good. And you have to find your own beauty within yourself. Life is too short. People dying out here every day. And it's because of, well, I don't know. I'm not going to say what it's because of, but all I know is that we all have to try to live. And if you find somebody that make you feel good, and if you find somebody that make you happy, you know, stick with it. And if you still feel like you got to run out and cheat and have somebody on the side, then that's just what you choose to do. But you have to remember, what goes around comes around. And karma is real. That's what a lot of people don't remember, that karma is real. So what you do to somebody else, it might come back full circle to you. So be careful. Believe in yourself. Women, believe in yourself. Believe that you're a queen. You don't need nobody to validate that you're a queen. A queen sits on top of her throne. And she doesn't need anybody to justify that. A queen is a queen. And that's what I want everybody to know. And I know we get on here and we joke about side chicks and all that. And side chicks having contracts and side chicks making the world go round. But then when it's all said and done, you have to look, hold that mirror up. Not just the side chicks, the person is stepping out too. It's not my business to talk about anybody. It's not my business. You do what you want to do. Been there, done that, and a lot of us have. A lot of us still doing it. Nobody's perfect. Never beat yourself up about nothing that you're doing. Never, like I said, side chick, make the person that think you they side chick, make them your side chick or side dude. You don't have to. You don't have to stay. You don't have to stay faithful to somebody that has somebody. What type of shit is that? Shit, you could make. He think you his side dude. You could make him his. You could make him your side dude, or you could make her your side dude. Shit. That's the way I feel about it. Forrest, you out there?
Yes, sir, my brother.
You want to tell us anything going on with your show? What's going on with your show?
Well, I got a show
your
tomorrow
podcast,
night.
Your podcast.
Show, podcast. You know, tomorrow night, 6 to 8, Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. And in case anybody, if you got a pen and paper handy, I'll give you the number right quick, if that's okay with you, Jay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. 520-525-8633. Repeat, family. 520, area code, 525-8633. That's between 6 and 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. Then there's another show following behind me, Gray Space, you know. So tomorrow
Great.
We got
so what,
my man.
What are they talking about tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I got my man from the Billionaires Mastermind Forum, Abundantly Wealthy Stan, coming on. He's going to give a health and healing lecture on nutrition, or he might talk about something spiritual dealing with emotions. So, you know, it depends. I didn't even check with Stan, but I know he's coming on tomorrow. So he'll have something very knowledgeable, something very nourishing for the stimulation of the brain cells. So just tune in tomorrow. You know, you'll be pleasantly surprised. You know, everything is looking good, Jay.
Yeah, I tuned into last week, I think, when they was talking about what was it? Something with healing, but it was like a different kind of healing.
Wait a minute. You mean last Saturday?
I think so. Was it like a mental healing?
Yeah, because you know what? Because you know what? Hey Jay, I'm up on just about everybody's show, so I would have to revisit who my guest was and
oh,
I could let
yeah.
you know what was. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot what day it was.
Yeah, you know Leon's show is on Mondays at 7 o'clock.
It wasn't Leon, it was a woman.
Well, it might have been Dr. Beverly.
Something about the galaxy healing or something like that. I can't really remember.
Yeah, well, I had quite a few people on talking about different things, man.
You say you got like 14 shows.
Yeah, it's 14 now that I host. I got one. I got Leon. I got two on Monday. I got Michael Collins' sister. She come on Tuesday. Then I got three shows on Wednesday now. I got two on Thursday. I'm about to add another one on Friday. Miss Adrian, who normally comes up on your show sometime, she just came off. After I left her show, I came straight to your show. And I got another one coming on behind that, Dr. Hakeem. Then there's two on Saturday and three on Sunday.
Oh, and when is Leon's show?
Mondays, 7 o'clock.
And how about you said what about the space, the Grace of Space?
Grace Space, they come on right behind me on Saturday. They do a 8:30 to 9:30.
What's the name? Rashad.
Oh, Rashad's still around. He comes on and listens in. Because, you know, he held me down for all that time. So, you know, now he comes on as a guest speaker because Rashad be all over the place, man. He just got back from Wildwood, him and his wife. He called me early this evening. They were down in Wildwood vacationing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I miss Rashad. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, you got his number. You can always get a brother. Yeah, you got his number. You can always give a brother a call, you know.
Yeah, I got a call, Rashad. I miss Rashad and also Brother Mike. that passed away.
Yeah, well, Brother Micah's in the hereafter now, so.
Yeah, he's not around no more. Brother Micah's cool.
Uh-huh. But his sister basically is doing a pretty good job stepping in his place, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna thank everybody who tunes in every week. The people that's listening on the link. I really appreciate those. that's like the silent, my silent team, the people that's on the link. I like to appreciate the people that's on the phone lines too. I like to appreciate the people that donate to the show. You know, I give out my Cash App every week. It's $ JASHONJ. You know, I mean, I appreciate that. Everybody got a podcast and know about it. We got a what's today? Friday. Sunday, I got another podcast, The Point of Impact, the same phone number at 7 o'clock with my man Derek Hansford. It's about reform. Most people who've been in prison a long time and what they're doing now. It's a good show. Monday nights, we got Dre's show, Humble Life Experience, with the host V. Tony. Dre's show is picking up. And now the latest access is Thursday nights. I got DJ Ray Boogie, who come through for about 30 or 45 minutes to play live music. Last night, Thursday night, he played Oldies But Goodies. You got to really go on my page and click on the link and listen. He really got down last night. Next Thursday at 8:30, he'll be playing all R&B. First week he did house music. Yesterday he did Oldies But Goodies. And next week he'll be playing R&B, he told me. So, you know, we got to support everybody on the show. My sister, the Lisa Experience, coming through. Thanks, caller number 13058. Thanks to Forrest. You know, he's always held me down, always coming in. And everybody else out there on the phone lines and on the links, I want to appreciate everybody. I'm trying to make sure I didn't forget it. Make sure I didn't forget anything. For us all over the world. Anything you want to, 4785, anything you want to say before we close out?
No, just step in next week. I really want to talk about fake people.
You got to bring some good people around you.
Yeah.
You got
at work. At work, family, friends, they all here.
What you said? They all here.
They all here. Yeah.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, but what we gonna do about them?
No, the main thing is recognizing them. It's not nothing that you got to do about them, but once you recognize them, then you know what to do from that point on. Because a lot of times you think people are in your life for the right reason, and then you find out they were there for their own reason, not nothing to do with you. Because I believe in, as like you said from your first show that I ever heard, is that we're all in a bucket, and we're all trying to climb up. And I'm like this. Every day I'm trying to help a brother or a sister. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help somebody to reach up because you don't want to leave nobody behind. You know what I mean? We've been left behind too long. We need to reach down there and we need to put a brother or a sister. You know what I mean? Stop being petty about stuff. Stop trying to dig into people's lives. Stop trying to be haters. We ain't got no time for that. You know what I mean? We got people, we got other nationalities moving way beyond, and we stuck. You know what I mean? We don't have to be stuck. You know, it's time for us to move forward.
Now that's a fact.
Yeah.
We too busy hating on each other.
Yeah, I just got a new position, and let me tell you, I know people that say they don't have a job. As soon as I got a new position, I start calling those people up. You want to work? I got time. You come, I'll give you hours. You know what I mean? Companies that did stuff for me, I say, look, we're going to use your company for whatever we need. That's how you help people. That's how you grow. You don't get big and then you forget about everybody. You try to bring as many people you can with you. You can't bring everybody because your wagon is not big enough. But who you could put in there and you could carry, you could do it. And it's not just your family. It's people out there. It's people that need help. You know what I mean? Not just giving food stamps or help from the government. It's people that really want to grow and want to do something in life. I told somebody something about something good happened for me for today, and it was like, oh, but don't you got Section 8? Look, all black people don't have Section 8. You know what I mean? Some of us busting our ass out there making money to pay rent. You know what I mean? Everybody don't have, the government don't give to people. It's people out there that really have to push. You know what I mean?
But it's nothing wrong with struggle to make ends meet.
You said what?
Sorry about that. No, that was a computer jump on.
And, you know, it don't matter what the government gives you, but the thing about it is it's just helping your own people. I mean, everybody needs help, but I'm saying, like, but when you climb up and you start getting where you almost want to be, don't look back on people like, oh, or whatever. No, brother, can I help you? Sister, can I help you? You know what I'm saying? Like number one was saying, when you get older, you don't want to be alone. That don't mean you got to have somebody sleeping with you, but you want to be, you want to have, you know, brother, could you lend me a hand? You know, brother, could you help me cross the street? You know, brother, you know, I mean, I'm not feeling good. Could you take me to the hospital? That's what's all about as you're growing and you're helping. Maybe somebody will remember something you did and do some kindness to you also.
That's real. That's definitely real. We gonna 3058. That's it. You got any closing statements? You good?
No, I'm good.
All right. I let everybody know that that we gonna lay the side chick thing to rest tonight. And I was saying we gonna give a tribute. I heard this song. And this song was like the what's the right word? The epitome. It was it just was perfect for side chicks. Like it should be like a side chick anthem or something like that. You know, as far as I don't know. It just made me feel like it was a perfect song. So I just wanted to end the show with that. I want everybody to listen to the words. It's a serious song. So let's see if I can set this up right. And if you can sing along if you want. It's up to you. Let's see if we can get this right. This is the tribute to all the side chicks. Because we're going to do away with this soon.
Do me wrong. Do me right. Tell me lies, but hold me tight and say your goodbye till the morning light. But don't make me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye, woman, say hello, hello, hello. Sure enough, good to see you. Oh, but it's time to go.
Everybody know that song. That's the Isley Brothers. And I don't want to be lonely. You really got to listen to the words. It's a deep, 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 deep meaning.
Say
Once again, thank everybody for listening to the show. We'll be back the same time next week. Everybody be safe. Be positive. Live for yourself. And remember, you got a purpose in this world. Live for yourself. Make your death just as important as your life. And if God woke you up this morning, he not done with you yet. He woke you up for a reason. Peace, blessings, and I'll see everybody next week. We ride out. Good evening. The last 2 minutes with some more Isley Brothers. And that's it. Set my spirit free. You love to come. And though I leave another I'll always come back. I'll always come back. I'll always come back. I'll always come back. She's my lady now. Make it.